Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Ryan Van Gilst, Alexis DeVries, and Lindsay Breon of Pella Christian High School join us on today's program to preview Friday's and Saturday's performances of The Crucible at Pella Christian High School. And we are here with the cast of The Crucible coming to Pella Christian High School March 23rd and 24th. And Ryan, you've been on many of these interviews before. This will be your last production, and quite the production at that. Tell our listeners a little bit about The Crucible.
Well, The Crucible is it's a very dark show, and so it's right in the middle of the Salem witch trials that happened in Massachusetts, and there's just a lot of different plots going on, and so my character has an affair, and that girl who I had an affair with is trying to kill my wife by hanging, long story short, and then there's just a lot of other subplots that kind of build within that other plot, and then in the end there's a really suspenseful and dramatic ending.
What is everybody's role in this play?
Oh, my name is Lindsay Breon, and my character is Abigail Williams, and I play the ex-slave to John Proctor, also the man that my character had an affair with, and what caused all of this chaotic, like, witch trials and hangings is my character was jealous of Elizabeth Proctor, John Proctor's wife. And so I got all my friends together. My character got all of her friends together. And we went out to the they went out to the woods, and they conjured spirits. So then Abigail drank a potion that would hopefully kill Elizabeth Proctor. And one of the adults saw what was going on, and chaos just ensued from there. And from there on, Abigail just sort of played the game of survival for the fittest, and she was just sort of throwing everybody under the bus to keep the truth of the affair away from her so that she wouldn't get kicked out of the village and totally excommunicated.
So I'm Alexis DeVries, and I play Elizabeth Proctor. So when we first meet Elizabeth, we see her kind of having to deal with the repercussions of her husband cheating on her and the coldness between them. And it's kind of implied that before, their relationship wasn't the warmest to begin with. And so, yeah, when we first meet them, it's very frigid between them. But then as the play goes on, we see that the two actually do love each other.
I'm Ryan Van Gilson. I play John Proctor, and my character, as I said, has an affair, and the whole time he's kind of, in his scenes with Elizabeth, he's kind of just kind of trying to prove himself to her that, yeah, he still loves her and things like that. But then he's also trying to save her from being hung because Abigail has her condemned. And since Elizabeth is such a good person, she's not going to obviously not confess to it, so she won't hang. And so my motivation is trying to save her. But in that doing, I confess to everybody in the town that I had an affair, trying to prove that Abigail Williams is false in all these doings. But no one really believes me, and that's just how the whole thing was.
For the three of you, what's it like tackling this very dark subject matter? What as an actor, what does it bring out of you? And what's it like to kind of have to tackle some very difficult subjects like this?
It's a little difficult just because, you know, we're all usually really happy and peppy people, you know, because we're the theater kids. But also, I feel like we're a little bit used to it because a lot of our pieces for large group speech this year were dark and stuff. And so we kind of trained ourselves for this show in doing that. But it also just, you know, as memorizing our lines, making sure we're saying them as in character as possible and everything, and just kind of dissecting every piece and, you know, what motivation does this line have towards the plot. And so that kind of lightens it for us, not necessarily focusing on how dark it is, but then also reminding us how powerful each line can be.
Like Ryan said, that we did have very, very dark themes for speech earlier, but I think that this is different in the fact that the darkness isn't necessarily the same. So for me, I played a Nazi, but now I'm playing a wife that was cheated on. So that's very difficult trying to get into the emotions of that and just the betrayal. And for me, I had to think about past times that I felt betrayed by friends and then having to work through it. So that's what I always try to think of at going into it.
I think individually for my character, what I've had to deal with is trying to be this lovesick, like, hopeless romantic teenage girl. And then at the same time, this manipulative, corrupt, evil girl. And trying to vary that with my voice is extremely hard because, sure, you can be as loud as you want and you can yell as much as you want, but it's not effective. And so trying to merge these two total ends of the spectrum together into one character is extremely difficult, and trying to present that in each line and each word even more so is probably the most difficult part.
So why should audiences come see the Pella Christian High School version of The Crucible, and what should they expect when they come on in on the 23rd and 24th?
The biggest thing they should expect is that there's never a bland moment, I guess you could say. There's so many different levels of excitement and just very touching moments between characters, very emotional moments, and there's also very dramatic moments. So getting all the, and there might be some funny ones, depends on your humor. And so just experiencing all those different levels at once, and with our set playing part of it being so simple, it allows you just to focus on the characters and the conflict between each other. All of these different levels together will leave you just excited and wanting to know more and wanting to find out what happens at the end.
Tickets are available in the Pella Christian High School main office. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.